Welcome to Heart to Hearts. I'm Terrence Harch with my co-host and little sister Grace. Grace, welcome. How are you doing?
I am doing good. How are you, brother?
I'm doing well. Was it a productive day for you?
Yes, it was. It's pretty busy, but it was productive.
Yeah, it was busy for me too. Well, my friends, I want to thank you for tuning in. A reminder about the show. We're dedicated to mending broken hearts and helping people. We will debate, argue, and keep it real, but ultimately, we want you to be uplifted. We want to thank actor Cy Richardson, who joined us last week. He really inspired us, really encouraged us. And if you missed it, go back and check it out. He's a great, great gentleman. Grace, what did you think about the interview?
I think that was awesome. He gave a lot of good encouragement for people who want to be in the acting industry. So I thought it was a really good session.
I thought so too. He has a lot of wisdom, and I like him. He's a really good friend. I just
I
had
love
a
what he said about not failing. You only
yeah.
fail if you stop. So that's pretty true.
Exactly. He had some good testimonies in terms of surprise blessings and how they came through and how he basically stumbled here to California and got some acting roles and really, really blew up. He's inspiring. Awesome. So, I had a surprise birthday party recently.
I
I turned the big 3-0, didn't I? The big 3-0. Okay.
Left
That,
me
that's a
all
lie.
behind.
Huh? What'd you say?
Left me all behind.
The big 5-0, 50. And I embrace it gracefully. It feels good to be 50. It feels good. I kind of think we should let everybody in on our running joke we've had for at least about a year now, where
Your
I've been
issues with math.
no issues with math, no issues with math whatsoever. I've been saying that we're both 50-ish, and we are.
We're not. That's not how that works. So, in order to be put in the category of the 50s, you have to at least be 50.
Let me look at my phone, kind of look something up. What the ish part is the important thing. Ish kind of means somewhat, like if we look at the show Black-ish and grown-ish, they're kind of grown but not almost grown. Which kind of references some grown-ish kids we're going to have on this episode today. But going back to our debate, the ish is key. You can't go back to 40. So your next stop, if we round it by 10, is 50.
No,
So we're
no.
both
See, there's
50-ish.
your issue with math. You don't round by 10, you round by 5. I'm 44. So if you're rounding up, you have to round it to 45.
You could do it
So
either way.
I'm 45-ish.
No, you could do it. You could do it either way. If you were in a math class, the math teacher might say
Just so
round to the
wrong.
near, they might say round to the nearest five, but a lot of times they may say round to the nearest 10. So if we round you to the nearest 10, we are both 50
Why
ish.
would we round to the nearest 10 before we round to the nearest 5?
I'm just feeling like that's such an
There
odd number. And we
it
need to hit an even number, and we need to do it by tens. That milestone is just significant. So I
We are
just feel
going
like
to
we
do
ought
a
to
lot of.
embrace, we have some wonderful folks watching, different ages,
We're going to do a lot of getting the audience feedback on this
Yeah, we
show.
need some feedback on this. Are we 50-ish? Just because she hasn't hit 45 yet, I feel like we're both 50-ish, and we should just embrace that.
Okay, I'll stay 45-ish, at least until I turn 45.
At least until you turn 45. Okay, you know what? Clearly, we need some help with this subject, and let's go ahead and get some help with that. Hello, hello, such beautiful looking people just joined us. Grace's offspring, my offspring. Would you
My
like to
Jaden.
would you like to introduce your son? What would you like to
Yes,
say?
absolutely. This is my favorite person in the whole wide world, my 21-year-old son, Jaden.
Hi.
Welcome, welcome, Jalen. And we have my lovely daughter, My eldest, firstborn, who will be 21 this year as well, should be 21 this summer. And we want to welcome you guys.
Thank you. Hi,
Awesome.
Jalen.
Hi. I don't think we've met before.
Yeah,
I
you
don't
all
think
lingering.
so.
That's
You all
actually
met
where we can
when
kind of
you were
reveal and kind of help you with
three.
that, because your mom and I both have memories that both of you all don't. Would you like to tell them, Grace?
Yes, so when they were like, what, three? Was it three, four?
They were definitely toddlers and they were definitely walking. So I kind of almost want to say two. Taylor may have been two.
Oh,
He may have
yeah,
been three.
because we moved here. We moved to Nebraska when he was four, so it probably about two. We all met for the first time, actually, and Jalen was obsessed with, is it Barney? He was obsessed with I Love You, right? And he had the purple Barney chair, and Taylor wanted it. And Jalen was like, no, this is my chair.
She was trying everything to sit in the chair. And this is actually when Grace and I met for the first time. She's been my little sister ever since. So Taylor and Jalen, we really wanted to just kind of get your perspectives. We know it's a total different day and age, and both of y'all have great heads on your shoulders. It's just a different day and age of growing up, a world of technology, a world where it just was different. I can tell you so many stories about how we grew up and how it was just different. You all are able to connect with the entire world from your room just by holding a phone, in your hand. What is it like being a 20 and 21-year-old?
You want to start?
Yeah, I can. I mean, I think it's pretty
Still ladies
cool.
first.
I mean, like we got DoorDash and Uber Eats. You guys didn't have that. So, I don't know. I feel like the technology is really cool personally.
Taylor, you are absolutely right. We only had pizza delivery at our first time.
It's just so weird because, okay, when I was younger than you guys, I remember my mom buying me an entire encyclopedia set that would like take up this entire wall with all this information. And so to find out things, you'd go get a book from the shelf just to learn about something, but you have the whole world in your hands. I feel like there can be some positives, but there can also be some scary negatives. You have any comments on that, Jalen?
As far as technology,
As far as technology and how it works in your world, you think it's a good thing? And do you have a good view of how we were raised versus you see the difference or should?
I see the difference, and I see that there's a lot of bad things and a lot of good things. Like technology, I think, plays a huge role in relationships nowadays. And, I guess the like newer generation that's growing up, technology plays a huge role in their lives, whether it be negative or positive. And I don't know. I personally love technology, so I don't really have any issues with it personally. But I know that like growing up, I had some issues like having my own phone and stuff like that. Like that. Those types of things, those type of privileges.
I even had issues with him growing up because we were made like they had a class in, was it junior high or high school, where they had to have a computer and I had to purchase it. I'm like, what do you mean?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Taylor, you have any thoughts on that?
I mean, there are some negatives, I would say. I feel like definitely with communication, it's a lot easier to stop communicating with people, just press the block button and like not even have a conversation to talk things out. Also, there's a lot of predators on the internet as well, especially for like younger children and kids and teens. So I definitely think that's a big negative too.
I really want to talk to you all about relationships. Now, Jamise, tell me if you agree with this, if this was your experience. I was eager to get my driver's license so that I could go hang out with my friends. I could go to the movies. I have twin boys that are 17-ish. They're actually 17. They're 17, and we actually have a scenario where there's a lot of ride share that happens just based on where people need to go at different times. And there seems like there's not as much motivation, not just with my kids, because they do have motivation. But I talk to a lot of other parents of teens, and they say that their teenagers aren't motivated to get a driver's license because they're connected right here from their room. They have no reason to leave. They feel connected by virtue of electronics. Do you all have any thoughts on that?
I don't know. Do you think you? I think Jalen was pretty eager to
Yeah.
drive, but it was for different reasons. Like not so he could be connected to other people, but so he could be out of the house and away from me telling him to do stuff.
What about you, Taylor? What do you think?
Yeah. I think kind of the same. I was eager to drive too, but like to go hang out with my friends and stuff. But yeah, like I don't really know, to be honest.
Wow. I have a question. Last couple guests that we had on here, one was a pastor, one was Cy Richardson for last year, and he talked about how faith kind of played a part in where he is. Does faith play a part in you guys' decision? And I before you while you think about that question, I want to tell you, Grace has actually made fun of me because we've ridden in vehicles, and I'll play old school gospel. I'll play Mahalia Jackson. So I think that faith applied back with Mahalia, and it applies now today. Our young folks need Jesus. But I'm just curious, is faith important to you guys, and does it drive any decisions that you make in this day and age?
I mean, personally, yeah. I mean, from a young age, you and mom taught me that, prayer changes things. So I feel like it really does, especially when I'm making decisions and things, I love to, pray about it, or even just listening to my own like gospel playlist. Mine is not as old as yours. I listen to more newer gospel.
I
But
Oh man.
yeah.
It was so weird when she said that, Jamise, because you know what I heard in my mind? I heard Kirk Franklin saying, "You, for those of you all who think that gospel music has gone too far, this is
Stop.
stomp, but this is like before they were born." It's like, okay, that's not new anymore. Who do we have now, Taylor? We have Lecrae. Who are
Yeah,
the up?
Tori Kelly,
Okay.
Corin Hawthorne, like all
But
of them, the
wait,
Walls
Taylor,
group.
you listen to Kirk Franklin? Stop.
I do, to be honest, like just
Okay.
because of dad, like I have some Kirk Franklin songs in my Christian
Gotcha.
playlist.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that. Okay. Jalen, what about you?
I think
Be honest.
yeah. We only want authenticity here. We don't put on airs. We're honest. We are who we are. God meets us where we are.
Right,
So,
right.
okay. I don't know if I'd say that faith plays a role in a lot of my decisions. I will say that I am, what's the word? Seeking like, I guess something to not necessarily believe in, but like to
Put
connect
your faith
to,
in.
yeah, or to, yeah, put my faith in. Like a lot of things that, I don't know. Faith as a spiritual sense, I wouldn't say that plays a role, but I'd say I have faith in a lot of things. Like there are a lot of decisions that I make that I do have faith in, whether it's like coming out good or bad, I guess.
Well, I appreciate your honesty. I want to say, just knowing you your whole life growing up since you were a toddler, I see you as a miracle. I see you as inspiring. I mentor a lot of young men your age, and I just, want you to know I continue to always be there for you, and I believe in you, and I believe in your ability to make good decisions. And you have a great mom. You have a great mom
Yeah.
who'll do anything. She don't play when it comes to her baby. She, you know, if we got into it, we could tell some stories of her advocating for you, getting in folks' space, but we're not going to tell all your business here on Heart to Heart.
Better make a neck roll, my boy.
Exactly. Man. Hey, guys, so what would you all like for people to know about you? Taylor?
I would say that I really like tacos.
Yes.
Yeah, it's my favorite food. Also, what else? Currently, I work in homes for people with developmental disabilities, and I really enjoy that. I'm also in ultrasound tech school right now. My goal is to work in children's hospitals and scan their hearts, so a cardiac, because I really like kids and babysitting. But yeah, some things about me.
Beautiful, beautiful. What about you, Jalen?
I do art.
You do
I
art.
draw and stuff. Yes, I draw things. Draw a lot of things. Draw a lot of cool things. And I
And you're
do it very
talented.
well.
You're talented. I've seen that. Is there any advice you can give parents out there just in terms of raising kids in this day and age? And if we, you know, in the interest of being honest, oh my goodness, you know, having had to be creative in terms of dealing with kids, in terms of discipline. You know, we think we take one electronic away and the other kids might have like five other ones. And so it's is there any, you know, is there any advice you can give to parents on the best way to raise their kids?
My first few jobs was working with kids, and we couldn't discipline them how, like, my mom or a lot of other people's parents discipline their kids. And I think the best way to work with, having kids, especially if you're a first-time parent, is redirecting them. Because taking stuff away until they have nothing it's not going to do anything but make them upset and almost resent you. So I think the best way to do that is to redirect them. And if it's something that, could get them hurt or could get someone else hurt, then discipline them and stuff like that. But like, I don't feel like taking things away until they have nothing is the best option, I guess.
I'm definitely interested in Taylor's feedback as it relates to that, because I've heard that a lot, and I have to tell you that's difficult for parents because we were raised a certain way. You know, now when parents break out a belt or something, people are ready to call DCFS. If we were to handle things the way it was handled when we were coming up. It seems like this generation wants more of some sort of emotional connection, or what are your thoughts on it, Taylor?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, to be honest though, it depends on the child. Like when I was doing babysitting, and I would threaten to take away their electronics, they would get a little mad, but they would definitely improve their behavior. So I think it definitely depends, but I think that it definitely is annoying to like when you're going through your whole life, you have a screen, right? And then all of a sudden it's just taken away from you. It's like, wow. What am I supposed to do? You know, like it's weird, but I think it definitely just depends on the kid.
Man. Yeah, I can totally see that. I can totally see that. You know, we just had just one thing that we wanted you all to settle for us. We were having this debate before you came on. So, as you know, Taylor actually participated in my surprise 50th birthday party that I just had. And so I turned 50, but I've been telling Grace that we're both 50-ish. And I feel like that's an appropriate way to describe it. She hasn't hit 45 yet, but she disagrees with me. What do you guys think?
He's more 40-ish than she is
Did she
50-ish. Can
slide
you
you some money?
explain
Did she slide you something
why?
under the table? I feel
Bro,
like she's bribing you.
I haven't done this in a while, but I'm pretty sure if it's to the nearest 10, it's 40.
But before you answer that, though, she can't go back to 40. We can't go back. We cannot go
You
backwards.
cannot go back to 40.
We cannot hit the rewind button on life. It does not work. This isn't Star Trek. We got to
But if
go.
you're rounding up, she's closer to 40 than she is to 50.
If
So she
you're
would
rounding
technically
up, she can't go
be
back to 40. And if we're going to the nearest 10, what do you think, Taylor? Can you like my 50-ish term?
Well, personally, I think she looks like she's in her 20s, so it doesn't even really
Oh,
matter because
wow.
black doesn't
Thank
matter.
you, Taylor.
Well, seeing as how Grace managed to slip you all a bribe and get you all on her side, I'm just going to ask our friends, our brothers and sisters out there in the viewing audience, send us some messages. Give us a comment. We need the truth. We need the truth because these beautiful young people have clearly been bribed and
We have the truth. We just need you to accept it. That's
I
all.
need to
Yeah.
accept it. I don't know. No, but I seriously want to thank you all. Thank you all for giving us your time. We believe in you.
Thank you
It,
all for
it's
being here. It was really exciting to be able to do this show with you all. So thank you. That's
absolutely,
all.
absolutely. And we just want to encourage our friends out there, go spread joy with a contagious smile, and a hug doesn't hurt. You never know what life you might be changing or whose heart you might be mending. With my co-host Grace and our beautiful offspring, handsome Jalen, and my adorable daughter. God bless you guys. Thanks for joining us.
Do I do it? Do I
Everybody does it.
it?